Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
This is KMOX Health Editor Fred Bottomer. If you haven't been outside yet to shovel the snow, you might want to hold on for just a little bit, maybe until after this interview. Dr. Fred Buchholz joins us now. Dr. Buchholz is a SLU care general internist at SSML St. Louis University Hospital. Dr. Buchholz, what advice do you have for those of us that are going to go out and shovel snow?
Well, I mean, it's good exercise, so that's good. I think the important thing is, you know, being smart about it, you know, so, you know, when it's cold and windy, you know, you run the risk of cold exposure or getting sick from that. So, again, I think it's just making sure you dressed appropriately, make sure you wear clothing that prevents you from getting wet, because it's the wet and cold that really, you know, makes people feel it. So I think that's the one thing. And then, you know, again, with you know, shoveling a driveway or shoveling a sidewalk, you know, take your time, make sure you have good technique, and that try to avoid too much twisting or jerking on the back and arching the back, but just, you know, use your knees to lift up the heavy shovel full of snow and then turn your body as you're going to dump it somewhere rather than twisting your back. I think just doing good mechanics makes a lot of sense too. And again, if you're feeling tired, feeling winded, or if you're, you know, feel like you're overexerting yourself, take a break for a little bit and come back and do it. So, you know, just like with everything in health, Fred, you know, some common sense and thoughtfulness goes a long way. And I say that knowing I don't always practice what I preach.
Knowing a lot of people are stubborn and set in their ways, who shouldn't go out and shovel snow?
Well, the caveat that no exercise is never the right answer. But I think, you know, if you have, you know, clear heart conditions where, you know, if you're starting to have something like chest pain when you're shoveling, that certainly is a sign you need to stop for a little bit and let your heart recover, if not do it at all. You know, I think, you know, if you have a lot of chronic illnesses, or, you know, the idea that you get pneumonia or cold from being out in winter weather is not necessarily true. I mean, you have to have the cause of infectious agent to cause pneumonia or infection or flu. But I will say, when you're outside in the cold, your body's system has to work harder. Your circulatory system has to work harder to make sure that blood flows where it needs to go, and to keep you warm. So there's a lot of energy expended doing that. So, you know, if you need to marshal your energy for one reason or another, it's probably not worth it. Again, I think that just is more common sense than anything. So, you know, my point is, it's always good to exert yourself, but that idea of overexerting yourself to the point of exhaustion is not really good business, I guess, if that's the right word. So that's where I kind of put that in the context.
Dr. Buchholz, thanks for joining us. Dr. Fred Buchholz is a SLU care general internist at SSM Health, St. Louis University Hospital.